Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The news agency Reuters has analyzed actions taken against people for comments they posted online about the killing of conservative influencer Charlie Kirk. With me now, reporter Raphael Satter. He has taken a close look at this. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
This is really nothing new for people to lose their jobs for posting something objectionable to their employer after a major event. So I'm curious, why analyze what happened after Kirk's assassination?
So you're absolutely right. This kind of thing happens all the time. Whenever there's a big emotive event in the news, people get fired. That's just a fact of American life. What's different here is both the scale of the firings and disciplinary actions that we tracked, and also the fact that this campaign against people who posted critical comments about Charlie Kirk has been backed by senior government officials, including the President of the United States, the Vice President, cabinet officials, Republican lawmakers across the country. So those two factors, both the scope and the official backing, I think are what made this unique.
When it comes to the overall volume of people that were posting about this, what did you see?
So we saw, a lot of people posted about this, right? This was big news back when it happened on September 10th and in the days after. In terms of the people who were punished in one way, shape, or form, we were able to document just over 600 people across the country. And as we said in our report, that's almost certain to be an underestimate because so many companies, so many government agencies, so many local school boards refused to give us any figures at all or declined to comment.
Now, when it comes to the nature of these comments, were there some that indeed did cross a line or seem to incite violence?
So there's a very strong, in the United States, a constitutional test for incitement of violence. I don't think that in any of the comments that we saw, did we see anyone who was inciting imminent unlawful action, which I believe is something like the test that we use. Now, there were many, many comments that were in poor taste or outright horrific, frankly. There were a lot of comments that made light of Charlie Kirk's death. There were a lot of comments that celebrated Charlie Kirk's death. There are a lot of comments that made jokes that were in awful taste. There were also, and I think it's important to note, a lot of comments that were more nuanced and that while condemning the violence and the assassination of Mr. Kirk, also was critical of his politics. And made, very nuanced, you may disagree with them, but, very rational arguments about why, a certain person might disagree with something that Charlie Kirk said.
What did you hear from people about online harassment beyond just, for example, losing their jobs or being penalized in some way by their jobs?
So there was a huge backlash against people who were identified as making these comments. In the week following Kirk's death, there was a small cottage or maybe even a large cottage industry of online influencers who were finding these comments that people posted to Facebook or maybe videos that people posted to TikTok, advertising them to their followers, and then encouraging their followers to get in touch either with the person directly or with their employer. And being at the receiving end of that could mean hundreds of phone calls a day. I spoke to one person who got one phone call every minute for a solid day. His phone basically would not stop ringing anytime that it was turned on. And there were people that we spoke to who got over 300 messages on Facebook or Instagram. And when all of those messages are coming in over the space of 24 or 48 hours, that can definitely make you feel like you're under siege, especially since a lot of those messages were themselves pretty awful and, you know, made threats and said awful things.
A lot of people would ask, too, did that harassment go both ways? For example, someone supporting Charlie Kirk or mourning his passing, did they face similar campaigns by other groups?
So we found one person, an academic in Florida, who faced some disciplinary action or some form of kind of professional retaliation after making comments to the effect that he or others like him would hunt down anybody who was critical of Charlie Kirk or made fun of his passing. That was the minority of the comments that we found. Most people were punished for comments that were critical of Kirk or making fun of him. But I think it's important to note that, you know, it wasn't just people who were critical of Kirk who faced professional consequences.
Any Republicans that did not join this who thought that this push to penalize people went too far?
So I think that overwhelmingly, and this is from the president on down, Republicans who traditionally have presented themselves as critics of, I think, what is sometimes called cancel culture, were all in on getting people fired from their jobs for things that they said about Charlie Kirk. There were, it's also important to note, a few who expressed some discomfort with that. And one of the ones that we highlighted in our story was the Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who noted in one of his podcasts that, you know, although it may feel good to see these people who said awful things about Charlie Kirk fired, that it, when the shoe's on the other foot, you know, as inevitably it will be one day, people on the right may find themselves regretting that they endorsed this kind of a campaign, because firing people for their speech is something that can cut both ways, and indeed has in the past.
Finally, what is Turning Point USA, the group that Kirk founded, said about people who faced consequences?
So I'm going to paraphrase them a little bit, but they gave us a fairly nuanced statement. What Turning Point said was that they believe that free speech is paramount. And they noted that that is, you know, they said that that's something that Charlie Kirk advocated when he was alive. And they said that that includes the ability of employers to fire people for speech that does not represent their organization. But they also said that it was important that, you know, if people were just making nuanced criticism or just, expressing their opposition to Charlie Kirk and his ideas, they said, you know, that's part of the free speech that Charlie championed. And in that respect, actually, Turning Point itself was far more measured than a lot of the Republican influencers who were claiming to act on Kirk's behalf.
Raphael, thank you so much for your time this morning.
I really appreciate it.
That is Reuters reporter Raphael Satter joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.